Es un placer estar esta mañana con ustedes.
It's a pleasure to be with you here this morning.
Y ver lo que Dios quiere hablarnos esta mañana, ¿verdad?
And to see what the Lord would want to speak to us today.
Hace como 15 días aproximadamente.
About 15 days ago, approximately.
El pastor me preguntó.
Pastor asked me.
¿Puedes predicar el domingo 24?
Sunday the 24th, can you do some preaching?
Y yo así como, okay.
I said, well, okay.
Pero llegó automáticamente el título.
But here is the title.
En la obediencia.
In obedience.
Está la bendición, ¿verdad?
Is the blessing.
Entonces, estamos aquí.
So we are here.
Antes de iniciar con la palabra.
Before we start with the word,
quiero comentarles.
I want to comment.
En el siguiente servicio tenemos la graduación.
In the next service we have a graduation.
14 niños.
14 children.
Van a recibir un premio.
Are going to receive their prize.
Por estar todo un año.
Because they were here for a whole year.
Martes y jueves.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Asistiendo a escuelita bíblica.
Going to the Bible school here.
Actualmente tenemos 21 niños.
We actually have 21 children.
Pero 14 son los que han estado fieles.
But 14 are the ones that have been very faithful.
Gracias por sus oraciones.
Thank you for your prayers.
Gracias por sus donaciones.
Thank you for your donations.
Y vamos creciendo en este ministerio.
And we're growing in this ministry.
Okay. Por si quieren venir a las 12.
In case you want to be here at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Yo te voy a pedir que, bueno, si traes tu Biblia y si no, igual va a estar en las pantallas.
If you have your Bible, open it or look up at the screen.
En la lectura diaria, días atrás.
In our daily reading of the Bible a couple of days ago.
Estamos leyendo el libro de Josué.
We are reading the book of Joshua.
Y me detuve en el capítulo 7.
And I stopped in chapter 7.
Tú lo has estado leyendo juntamente conmigo.
Most of you have been reading it along with the group.
Y probablemente te sepas esta historia.
And you probably know this story already.
Y inicia el capítulo.
And the chapter begins.
Bueno, más bien un capítulo antes.
Well, actually, a chapter before.
Vimos cómo Dios.
We saw how God.
Les da la victoria al pueblo de Israel.
Gives a victory to God's people Israel.
Sobre la ciudad de Jericó.
In the city of Jericho.
Vemos cómo Dios fue tan bueno con ellos.
And we see how God was so good with them.
Y les entrega la ciudad y su rey, ¿verdad?
And he gives them in their hands the city and the king of that city.
Y en el siguiente capítulo,
now in the following chapter,
un capítulo después,
a chapter after,
viene la desobediencia.
Here comes the disobedience.
Y vamos a leer Josué 2,
Joshua 2,
del 2 al 5, si me sigues. 5.
Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven and the east of Bethel, and told them, go up and spy out the region. So the men went up and spied out Ai. When they returned to Joshua, they said, not all the army will have to go against Ai. Send 2,000 or 3,000 men to take it, and do not weary the whole army, for only a few people live there. So about 3,000 went up, but they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. They chased the Israelites from the city gates as far as the stone quarries and struck them down on the slopes. At this, the hearts of the people melted in fear and became like water.
Este pueblo de Israel,
so this town of Israel,
llega con Josué y le dice,
they come to Joshua and they tell him,
no es necesario tantos hombres.
Hey, we don't need that many men.
Con 2,000 o 3,000 podemos.
2,000 or 3,000, we can take the city.
Y eso pasa en nuestras vidas diarias.
And so this happens in our daily life.
Hay momentos donde caminamos bien tomados de Dios.
And sometimes we walk very close to God.
Y empezamos hábitos en nuestra vida.
And we begin to have some habits.
que nos hacen desviarnos de la voluntad
that,
de Dios.
That route us away from the will of God.
Y dice, no es necesario ser tan cristianos.
And you say, well, it's not necessary to be so Christian-like.
No es necesario leer todos los días la Biblia.
I don't really need to read the Bible every single day.
No es necesario orar todos los días.
I don't have to pray every single day.
Y caemos en la palabra, Dios conoce mi corazón.
And we say in the word, well, the Lord knows my heart.
Pero esto fue lo que le pasó al pueblo de Israel.
But this is what happened to the people of Israel.
Que ellos minimizaron
they minimized
lo que Dios tenía para ellos.
What God had for them.
Ellos fueron a explorar una tierra
they went to explore the land
y ellos pusieron sus propias reglas.
And they set up their own rules.
Un capítulo antes,
so a chapter before,
Dios les da la victoria sobre Jericó.
God gives him the victory over Jericho.
Y también en este capítulo 7,
and so in this chapter 7 also,
Dios también les iba a dar la victoria sobre
God
este pueblo.
God was also going to give them the victory.
Pero ellos empezaron a hacer las cosas a su manera.
But they began to do things their own way.
El corazón de estos hombres estaba lejos de Dios.
The heart of these people was far from God.
Déjame decirte que si no hay una obediencia exacta,
let me tell you, if you don't have exact obedience
a Dios,
to God,
no puedes recibir la bendición.
You will not receive the blessing.
Él necesita una obediencia exacta.
He needs a complete and perfect obedience.
Y dejamos muchas veces
and many times we leave
atrás lo que Dios ha dicho para nosotros.
Behind what God has told us.
¿Y luego qué pasa?
And so then what happens?
Venimos y reclamamos la promesa de Dios.
We come and complain to God. Hey, what
Señor,
happened?
Señor, tu palabra dice.
Hey, Lord, your word says.
Señor, tú me dijiste.
You told me.
Señor, es que tu palabra dice que si tú y que si yo y que
and,
si.
And it tells me that if you, that if me, that you would do, that I would do.
Somos buenos para reclamar.
So we're very good at complaining.
Pero no para ser obedientes.
But not so good to be obedient.
Y esto es lo que pasa en el siguiente, en los siguientes versos.
And this is what happens in the following verses.
Josué empieza a reclamarle a Dios.
So Joshua begins to complain to God.
Señor, tú nos dijiste.
You told us, Lord.
Señor, tú sí, ¿para qué nos hiciste que cruzáramos Lord, el Jordán?
Why did you make us cross the Jordan?
Y empieza ese reclamo.
And here comes the complaints.
Ya tú lo puedes leer en el capítulo completo en tu casa.
You can read the whole chapter at home.
Y después del reclamo,
and after all this complaining,
viene lo que Dios contesta.
Comes what God answers them.
Siempre, no sé si a ti te gusta.
Now, I don't know if you like.
Después de reclamarle a Dios lo que Dios te contesta.
After you've been complaining to God, what the Lord answers you.
Pero déjame decirte, Dios no es un genio de la lámpara.
Well, let me tell you, God is not the genie in the lamp.
No solamente es cuando nosotros lo necesitamos.
It's not only when you need him.
Él necesita de nosotros.
Does he need us?
Una obediencia
he
exacta.
He needs from us complete obedience.
Y la semana pasada el pastor hablaba que Dios es un Dios de amor.
So last week pastor talked about God being a God of love.
Pero también es un Dios.
But he also is a God of what?
Santo.
He's a holy God.
Es un Dios santo.
He is a holy God.
Él quiere obediencia.
He needs obedience.
Y vamos a leer el versículo 10 y 11.
Verse 10 and 11. The Lord said to Joshua, "Stand up. What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They have violated my covenant, which I commanded them to keep. They have taken some of the devout things and they have stolen. They have lied. They have put them in their own possessions."
Qué hermoso Dios hablándole a Josué.
Isn't this beautiful how the Lord speaks to Joshua?
Levántate, ¿qué haces allí postrado?
Hey, get up. What are you doing with your face down?
El pacto lo rompieron ustedes, no
the,
yo.
The covenant was broken by you guys, not by me.
Mis promesas siguen vigentes.
My promises are still in order.
Pero ustedes han violentado ese pacto.
But you have violated the covenant.
Pon atención a lo que está pasando.
But put some, pay attention to what is happening.
La palabra de Dios siempre se va a cumplir.
The word of God is always truth.
Siempre vamos a recibir sus bendiciones.
We will always receive his blessings.
Siempre y cuando.
Always when.
Obedezcamos.
We obey.
Obedezcamos su palabra.
Obey his word.
El bosque dice en lo que acabamos de leer,
in what we just read,
ellos se han apropiado,
they have appropriated,
del botín de guerra,
of the loot of this war,
que debía ser destruido,
that should have been destroyed,
y lo han escondido,
and then they went and hid it,
entre sus posiciones,
in their own possessions.
¿Qué botín te has apropiado tú en tu vida?
So what kind of loot have you been appropriating?
Que te está alejando de las bendiciones
de Dios.
That
is taking you away from God's blessings.
Ese botín que tenía que ser destruido.
This thing that had to be destroyed.
Ese botín los israelitas lo escondieron.
So the Israelites hid this loot.
Y el Señor dice, tenía que ser destruido.
Told them and said, this had to be destroyed.
No solo basta con venir los domingos.
It's not only coming on Sunday.
No solo basta con venir los miércoles.
It's not good enough just to come on Wednesday.
Necesitamos una rendición completa a Él.
We need to give account to the Lord.
Que Él sea el que guíe nuestras vidas.
That He would guide us.
Que Él sea el que entregue las bendiciones.
That He would be the one that hands us the blessings.
No que nosotros nos apropiemos del botín.
Not that we go ahead and take the loot.
Él quiere que te levantes.
He wants you to get up
y destruyas el botín
and go and destroy that loot
que te has apropiado.
That you have taken.
En esta mañana,
so this morning,
iglesia, ¿qué te está alejando de
church,
las bendiciones de Dios?
Let me ask, what is keeping you away from the blessings of God?
Dios quiere darte sanidad.
So God wants to give you healing.
Dios quiere darte paz.
And God wants to give you peace.
Dios quiere renovar tus fuerzas.
And God wants to renew your strength.
Dios quiere darte,
God wants to give you
bendiciones sobrenaturales,
supernatural blessings.
Pero Él quiere que te levantes,
but He wants you to get up
y destruyas ese botín,
and get rid of that hidden loot.
Porque fíjate que Dios es bien directo.
Because realize this, God is very direct.
Fíjate lo que dice en el verso 12.
See what it says in verse 12. That is why the Israelites cannot stand against their enemies. They turn their backs and run because they have been made liable to destruction. I will not be with you anymore unless you destroy whatever among you is devoted to destruction.
Señor, me siento bien cansada.
I am tired.
Señor, yo quiero descansar en ti.
Lord, I want to rest in you.
Señor, mi economía no me ajusta.
Hey, I don't have enough money.
No podrás hacerle frente a tus enemigos.
You will not be able to take on your enemies.
Es una maldición que acarrearon ellos mismos.
It is a curse that they brought upon themselves.
Si no destruyes ese botín.
If you do not destroy that hidden loot.
Dice al final.
And it says at the end.
Yo no seguiré a su lado.
I will not be with you anymore.
¿Qué necesita Dios para estar a nuestro lado?
So what does He need for? What do we need for Him to be alongside us?
Que destruyamos lo que nos aleja de Él.
That we destroy the things that keep us from Him.
Que quitemos esos pensamientos.
That we take away those thoughts.
Que quitemos eso que nos estorba.
And take away the stuff that is in our way.
Pero nuestra mirada,
but our look,
siempre está en cosas,
it's always, we are always looking at things
que nos satisfacen,
that satisfy us
en este mundo,
in this world.
Yo veía la noticia,
I saw the news,
sobre un tercer Costco que abrieron en Guadalajara.
Okay.
Oh, Costco.
A third Costco that they're opening in Guadalajara.
Y había filas.
And there was long lines.
Desde muy temprano.
Even from very early there was lines.
Y yo me pregunté,
and I asked myself,
¿qué hay en ese Costco que no hay en otros?
What is in that Costco that's not at the other Costcos?
¿Por qué madrugar tanto?
What's everybody doing there?
Porque nuestros ojos,
because our eyes,
codician,
are coveting
lo que el mundo nos da.
Whatever the world wants to give you.
Y nos aleja,
and it takes us away,
de la bendición de Dios,
from the blessings of God.
Y también ir a Costco,
and so going to Costco,
nos deja pobres,
leaves us poor.
Tú vas por un gasto de 500,
so you're going to go buy like 500 pesos worth of things,
y terminas gastando 8,000.
And you ended up spending 8,000 pesos.
¿A quién le pasa?
Who's done that?
¿Verdad que sí?
Sí, doesn't that happen?
Es una realidad.
That is a reality.
En tu lista solo está,
in your list you only had
500 pesos.
500 pesos of this
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
y terminas.
And you finish.
8,000 pesos, por favor.
8,000 pesos this time.
Necesitamos destruir.
We need to destroy.
El botín que nos arruina la vida.
The loot that has been ruining our life.
No podemos vivir bajo la bendición de Dios.
And we cannot live under the blessing of God.
Bajo su provisión.
And underneath His provision.
Si nuestra mirada.
If our look or our desire.
No está puesta en Dios.
Is not in God.
Dios siempre es muy claro y directo.
God is always very clear and very direct.
Él no quita sus promesas de nuestra vida.
He does not take His promises from our life.
Pero Dios es un Dios santo.
But He is a holy God.
Que le gusta la obediencia.
And He likes obedience.
Quiere bendecirnos.
And He wants to bless us.
Pero quiere que seamos obedientes.
But He wants us to be obedient.
Vamos a leer lo que sigue en el capítulo 13.
Okay, chapter 13.
Verse 13,
go, consecrate the people. Tell them, consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There are devoted things among you, Israel. You cannot stand against your enemies until you remove them.
Dios fue muy claro.
God was very clear. Hey, get up.
Consagra al pueblo.
Consecrate the whole people.
Esta mañana,
this morning,
al que tienes a tu lado,
whoever is next to you,
le vas a dar así un codazo.
You're going to poke him with the elbow.
Y le vas a decir, levántate y conságrate.
You're going to say, hey, get up and consecrate yourself.
Destruye lo que te estorba.
Destroy what is in the way.
Porque Dios quiere bendecirte.
Because God wants to bless you.
Esta mañana Dios te dice, iglesia, levántate y conságrate.
So this morning God is saying, church, get up and consecrate yourself.
Quita lo que te he ordenado.
And take away the things that I have already told you.
Porque si no, no recibes la bendición.
Because
mía.
You will not receive my blessing if you don't.
Porque en este verso,
in this verse,
Dios dice, lo que ordené.
It says, destroy what I have ordered you.
No dice, si quieres o no quieres.
It doesn't say, well, if you would like to.
Dice, ordené destruir.
I ordered it to be destroyed.
Quítalo hoy mismo.
Take it away now.
Y no vamos a leer toda la historia completa verso por verso.
And we're not going to read the whole story verse by verse.
Ya la leíste, o la vas a leer
you
en tu casa.
You should have already read it at home.
Pero sí sigue diciendo, Dios le da la orden y le dice.
But God continues to speak and give orders and says.
¿Qué tienen que hacer?
Tells them exactly what they need to do.
Y nos vamos a ir hasta el verso 21, hasta el verso 20, perdón.
Okay.
Verso 20.
To the verse 21. Okay. Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw the plunder, a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent with the silver underneath."
No solamente vio
he did el not botín. He did not only see the loot,
sino también lo codició.
But he coveted it.
Codició y se apropió.
He coveted and then he took possession of it.
De ese botín que tenía que ser
of
destruido.
That loot that had to be destroyed.
Ellos creían.
So they believed.
Que en un capítulo antes.
That the chapter before.
Dios ya me dio la victoria.
So God already gave me one victory.
Capítulo después.
Chapter after.
Dios también me va a dar la victoria.
So God's going to do it again.
Y así seguimos.
And so that's how we continue.
Y no es que Dios no te vaya a dar la victoria.
And it's not that God does not want to give you the victory.
Dios sí quiere darte la victoria todos los días.
God wants to give us the victory every day.
Pero Dios quiere.
But He also wants
obediencia exacta.
Obedience, exact obedience.
Él necesita que tú seas obediente a su palabra.
He needs for us to be obedient to His word.
En el Costco había filas.
So and that Costco had lines and lines.
Y aquí hay asientos vacíos.
And here are some empty chairs.
¿Qué está pasando, iglesia?
What's happening, church?
¿Dónde está esa necesidad?
Where is that need?
¿En dónde están puestos nuestros ojos?
Where are our eyes set? What are our eyes set on?
¿Qué es lo que nuestra vida está codiciando?
So what is our life coveting?
Y esta historia,
and so this story,
termina,
ends,
en muerte,
in death,
y una familia exhibida,
and one family, ¿qué?
Exhibida,
exhibited.
Dice, yo lo voy a leer.
I will read it.
Entonces los israelitas apedrearon a Acán.
So then they took stones and stoned him.
A los suyos,
their own,
y los quemaron.
And then they burned them.
Terminaron
they ended
muertos.
Dead.
Hermanos, no necesitamos terminar muertos.
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to end up dead.
Dios nos dice esta mañana.
So God tells us this morning.
Levántate.
Hey, get up.
Destruye.
Destroy.
Conságrate.
Consecrate yourself.
Porque mis bendiciones,
because my blessings,
son mayores,
are greater,
que un ejército,
than a whole army,
que un diagnóstico médico,
que
un diagnóstico médico,
oh, that a medical diagnosis,
que una economía,
it's bigger than an economy,
su bendición es mayor,
his blessing is always greater.
Y fíjate qué hermoso es Dios.
And God is beautiful.
En el capítulo 7,
in chapter 7,
leímos,
we read,
cómo el pueblo de Israel desobedeció.
We see how in chapter 7 the people of Israel disobeyed.
Por tomar algo que no les correspondía.
Taking something that did not belong to them.
Pero fíjate lo que Dios le dice a Josué en el capítulo 8.
But in chapter 8, listen to what God tells Joshua.
Pon mucha atención.
Listen to this one.
Dice en el capítulo 8.
In chapter 8. Hello back there, chapter 8. Chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. You shall do to Ai as its king and you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city."
Fíjate qué hermoso es Dios.
So isn't God beautiful?
Vamos a ver si lo has entendido.
Let's see if you've understood it.
Primero le dijo, levántate, ¿qué haces allí postrado?
First he told him, hey, get up, what are you doing there?
Y luego, levántate, conságrate, destruye
eso.
Consecrate
yourself, destroy that.
Y después Dios vuelve a hablar a Josué.
And so then God speaks to Joshua again.
Y le dice, no tengas miedo ni te desanimes.
Hey, don't be afraid and do not be discouraged.
Toma contigo todo el ejército.
Take the whole army.
Y ataquen a la ciudad.
And attack the city.
Sin embargo,
but however,
podrán quedarse.
Now you can keep
con el botín de guerra y todo el ganado.
You can keep the cattle and all the loot.
¿Qué botín quieres tú?
So,
¿el que tus ojos codician?
What loot do you want? The one that your eyes are looking at?
¿O el que Dios te quiere entregar?
Or the one that God would like to hand over to you?
Yo no sé si lo has entendido. Dale
un codazo
a tu compañero.
Tell the person next to you.
Y dile, ¿qué botín quieres?
So what is the loot that you want?
El que tus ojos codician.
The one that your eyes are coveting.
Que Dios quiere entregarte.
Or the
esta
one
mañana.
That God will hand over to you.
Dios quiere darte.
God wants to give you
más de lo que tú esperas,
more than you expect.
Pero él quiere una obediencia absoluta.
But he wants exact and absolute obedience.
Él no quiere que te apropies de algo que no es tuyo.
He doesn't want you to take something that is not yours.
Que es algo pasajero.
That is something that will pass.
Que es algo que te lleva a la muerte.
That is something that takes you to death.
Porque la muerte está vencida.
Because death has been overtaken.
Y fíjate lo que dice Romanos 8:5.
Romans 8:5, let's see what it says. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
¿Qué es lo que están mirando tus ojos?
So what are your eyes looking at?
¿Los deseos de la carne?
The wishes of the flesh?
¿O tus deseos del espíritu?
Or do you wish the spirit?
¿Qué están mirando? Porque
what are they looking at?
Él dice, vi un botín hermoso.
It says, Achan said, I saw a beautiful loot.
¿Tú qué estás mirando esta
so
mañana?
What are we looking at this morning?
Fíjate lo que dice Primera de Juan 2 del 16 al 17.
First John 1:16-17, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
Wow.
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 No sé si lo estás entendiendo esta mañana.
I don't know if you're understanding me this morning.
Los deseos de la carne,
the wishes of the flesh,
la codicia de los ojos,
and the whatever your eyes see that you are,
y la arrogancia de la vida,
and the arrogance of life,
no provienen de Dios.
Do not come from God.
Pero el que hace la voluntad de Dios,
but the one who does the will of God,
permanece para siempre.
He will be there forever.
Acán terminó muerto.
Achan ended up dead.
Pero nosotros tenemos vida eterna.
But we have eternal life.
No sé si lo estás
entendiendo. Are we understanding, church?
Quita el botín que codiciaste.
So get away that loot that you are staring
quita
at.
Lo que te está alejando de Dios.
And move away the things that are taking you away from God.
No hay mayor ejército que Dios.
And there is no bigger army than God himself.
Él tiene la última voluntad.
He has the last wish
él quiere
and will.
Bendecirte.
He wants to bless you.
¿Qué necesitas esta mañana?
So what do you need this morning?
¿Con qué estás luchando esta mañana?
So what are you battling with this
porque
morning?
Dios quiere bendecirte.
Because God wants to bless
Dios
us.
Dios quiere darte el botín que tú necesitas.
God wants to give you the loot, the one you really need.
Y dice Mateo 6:23.
And Matthew 6:23. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Poquitas cosas van a ser
it says, well, a few things here.
¿Sí? Poquitas cosas.
Does it say a little?
Todas.
It says all things.
Todas las cosas.
All these things.
Serán añadidas.
They will be added to you.
Todas es todas.
And everything means everything.
Pero dice primeramente el reino de Dios y
but
su
first
justicia.
It says, seek the kingdom of God and his justice, his righteousness.
El pueblo de Israel venía de una victoria.
So the town of Israel came, the people of Israel came from a victory.
Ellos decían, Dios está de nuestro lado.
Say, God is on our side.
Este pueblo es medio medio.
And this town over here, so-so.
Y a veces eso nos pasa en nuestra vida.
And this happens to us.
Pero Dios te dice, busca primeramente.
But God says, first look.
El reino de Dios y su
justicia.
The kingdom
of God and his righteousness.
Y no vas a padecer nada.
And you will suffer no ill.
¿Cuáles cosas necesitas tú dejar esta mañana?
So what things do you need to leave?
Que te están alejando de la bendición
de Dios.
That
are taking you away from God's blessing.
¿Qué estás mirando? ¿En dónde están tus ojos puestos?
Where are your eyes? What are your eyes set on? What are they looking at?
En algo pasajero.
In something that passes away.
Que terminará en muerte.
That will end up in death.
Pero Dios quiere darte vida.
But God wants to give us life.
Y vida en abundancia.
And to live in abundance.
Y termino con esto,
I will end with this, church.
Tres puntos.
3 points.
Que quiero que se los digas al que tienes a tu lado.
And you can repeat them to the person next to you.
Levántate, ¿qué haces
get up.
Allí?
What are you doing there?
Levántate y conságrate.
Get up, consecrate yourself.
No tengas miedo ni
do
te desanimes.
Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged.
Porque el Señor tu Dios,
because the Lord our God,
estará contigo.
He will be with you
todo el tiempo.
Always.
No tengas miedo, iglesia.
Do not fear, church.
Dios estará con nosotros todos los días de nuestra vida.
God will be with us every day of our life.
Pero él necesita una obediencia.
But he needs an obedience.
Exacta.
Exact.
Para que haya esa bendición.
Absolute obedience to have the blessing.
Que destruyamos.
And he needs us to destroy
lo que nos ha alejado de su presencia.
What has taken us away from his presence.
Que destruyamos.
That we destroy
lo que miramos.
The things that we see,
y guardamos en medio de nuestra campaña,
and that we put inside of our own tent,
en medio de nuestro corazón,
inside of our heart,
en medio de lo que más nos importa,
right in the middle of what is most important to us.
Necesitamos dejar eso.
We need to leave those things.
Necesitamos destruir.
We need to destroy those things.
Lo que nos está alejando de su
whatever
presencia.
Whatever is taking us away from his presence.
Amén.
Amen.
Yo te voy a pedir que te pongas de pie.
Let's stand up.
Y si esta mañana tú dices, vengo con dolor de rodilla,
and if this morning you're saying, hey, I have some ache in my knees,
yo quiero que levantes tus manos y dile, Señor, entrego todo lo que soy.
Lift your hand and say, hey, I'm all yours, Lord.
Este dolor de rodilla,
and this pain in my knees,
o la situación en la que estás viviendo,
whatever situation that you are living
Dios
through,
quiere bendecirte esta mañana.
God wants to bless you this
y
morning.
Si hay algo que necesitas dejar,
and if there's something that you need to leave,
también podrás decirle, Señor, quita esto,
you
que
can
está
also
alejándome de
tell
ti.
The Lord, get this thing out of my life that's
Señor,
not letting
esta mañana
me.
Te damos gracias.
This morning, God, we give you thanks
por tu palabra, Señor.
For your word.
Porque no queremos solamente oírla.
Because we don't only want to hear it.
Sino también queremos ser hacedores de tu palabra.
But we want to be the doers of your word.
Queremos tener la victoria.
We want to have the victory.
Ante cualquier situación.
In any situation.
Pero no la queremos tener.
But we don't want to have
it. Si tú no vas enfrente de nosotros.
If you are not going before us.
Si tú nos das la victoria.
So if you give us the victory.
Así sí queremos el botín.
That's how we want the loot.
Señor, te pido.
And I ask you, Lord,
que tú obres en bendición,
that you would work in blessings
en cada persona que está esta mañana
in
aquí,
each person that is here this morning.
Que seas tú obrando en ellos,
that you would be the one doing the work
que seas
in them.
Tú bendiciéndolos,
that it would be you that blesses
y si
us.
Hay algo que destruir,
and if there's something that needs to be destroyed,
te lo entregamos esta mañana, Dios.
Here it is, we give it to you.
Queremos ser libres, Padre
Santo. We want to be free.
Queremos vivir en plenitud contigo.
We want to live in abundance
queremos
with you.
Que seas tú con nosotros.
And we want you to be with us.
Todos los días de nuestra vida.
Every day of our life.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Y destruyamos eso que nos aleja de Dios.
And destroy those things that keep you away from God.
Nos vemos el domingo.
We'll see you Sunday.
Bendiciones.
Bless you.